Friday night lights. Those words conjure up a very specific image of Texas, of football, of high school.
You know, Friday night lights has become part of the vernacular. It's the phrase. I should have trademarked it. I'd be very rich.
That's Buzz Bissinger, who wrote the book with that iconic name that inspired a movie and then a cult TV show. Back in the 80s, he spent a year in Odessa following the Permian Panthers. As the book turns 25 years old, I talked with Bissinger about what's changed. Buzz Bissinger is tired. He's been bopping around Texas and the country for weeks now on book tour, which brings him to Dallas and the lobby of the Westin Galleria. He's decked out in all black, wearing sunglasses on a rainy day. On his fingers are metal rings, tiny skulls that embrace his knuckles.
25-year anniversary of anything is a big deal, you know. Certainly, the book has lasted longer than two of my marriages.
Since then, Bissinger has seen a lot in life. He's about to turn 61 with a shelf of successful books, a stint as a Twitter troll, and the magazine piece about his addiction to leather. Still, he'll never escape the Friday night lights. So he came back to Texas, tracked down the six Permian Panthers who were the core of his book, talked to them. What he noticed? He smiles.
They're all pretty much bald. Really, except for one, so they've lost their hair. So in comparison, I feel pretty good about myself.
Some have kids, some are married, some are in and out of jail, and some were reluctant to talk. After all, that book left Odessa angry, very angry.
They thought I had betrayed them. You know, I'll point out that I had no idea what would happen. I would never have predicted in 1,000 years the use of the N-word all over the place.
The town didn't desegregate until the 1980s. That's decades after Brown v. Board of Education. Friday Night Lights is as much about race as it is about sports. Which brings us to Boobie Miles, the running back, who some referred to as the Great Black Hope. That is, until he blew out a knee. Suddenly, he was replaceable, disposable. His career was over, and one of the assistant coaches referred to him as a big, old, dumb N-word.
Boobie was an 18-year-old kid, and the sharpness of that comment, I don't really like repeating it, was just awful. I mean, it was just absolutely awful. I was really, really taken aback by it.
This haunted Bissinger over the decades. It really bothered him. After all, Boobie had become like a fourth son to him, a son he helped out from time to time with money, with support.
Tried to help him get jobs, would subsidize buy a car so he'd be able to go to work, help pay for trade school so perhaps he could have another career.
Bissinger says he didn't feel obligated to support Miles, who's now in prison for violating a probation order.
I felt a moral responsibility to help him. The book would have been different without him, and I think a lot of authors don't feel any moral responsibility to the people they write about.
This is the type of stuff Bissinger thinks about constantly. It's exhausting. He says sometimes the way Friday Night Lights has infiltrated his life, it's a lot.
Sort of the nonfiction equivalent of the high school quarterback. You know, I won state in a sense when I was 34 years old. I'm never going to achieve it again, and so I'm sick of hearing it. At a certain point, it was a noose. You know, life is about moving up.
Bissinger is trying to move on. He'll be teaching nonfiction writing at the University of Pennsylvania, where he went to school. And he's tossing around ideas for another book, a cultural history about football.
Friday Night Lights was a perfect. It was a first-time publisher in nonfiction. It was a first-time author. It was a first-time photographer. And everything worked. And that was a magic experience. And, you know, I'm not going to have that again.
For Buzz Bissinger, there's no escape. Cat Chow. KERA News.